Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is frauds of one kind or another. Each of my guests will discuss avoiding frauds, whether it's hiring a new employee, in economic policy for a president, or out-and-out financial fraud. My first guest is one of the country's top leadership trainers. He'll explain a revolutionary approach to hiring people who are not frauds based on research contained in his book, Hiring for Attitude. My second guest is a venture capitalist, management consultant, and teacher at Babson College. He's compiled a list of the top five worst presidents for the U.S. economy during their presidency. We'll discuss his list, and you might be surprised at the findings. I know I was. My third guest is a credit and money manager. She'll help us protect ourselves against Christmas frauds to make sure that our holiday season remains jolly. And if you want to ask a question or join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. My first guest, Mark Murphy, is the founder and the CEO of Leadership IQ, a company that leads one of the world's largest studies on goal setting and leadership. His groundbreaking research has been featured in Fortune, Forbes, Business Week, U.S. News and World Report, The Washington Post, and hundreds more periodicals. Mark was featured at a CBS Sunday Morning program. He has also appeared on ABC's 2020 and Fox Business News. Mark has written three books. His latest book is titled Hiring for Attitude, A Revolutionary Approach to Recruiting and Selecting People with Both Tremendous Skill and Superb Attitudes. Some of his other well-known research includes Are Smart Goals Dumb?, Why CEOs Get Fired?, Why new Hires Fail?, and Don't Expect Layoff Survivors to Be Grateful. Returning to the show, hi Mark, how are you today?
Bill, great to talk to you again.
Well, thank you for coming back onto the show. Great new book. It was actually a very fresh perspective on hiring, and I like that. But I'm going to start with the obvious question. You know, they say timing is everything. Is it good timing or is it bad timing to come out with a book on hiring during one of the greatest economic downturns in our history?
You know, so I was having this conversation with my wife months ago, and I said, this is either going to be the smartest thing I've ever done, the dumbest. And all kidding aside, the reality is that there are actually companies hiring. While we are in a macro problem, 8.6% unemployment macro-wise is horrible, the reality is that companies are actually hiring. They're just not doing it through the normal channels. And that's the critical thing. We reveal some research in the book that shows that companies, because everybody is so focused on making sure that any new hires are not frauds, not just in terms of their skills, but in terms of whether or not they're going to fit with your culture, companies are going more towards employee referrals. They're going to networking. And, you know, it is really right now the underground job market. This is what's happening, is that they're not always appearing on the job boards, but companies are looking for people that are going to fit their culture all over the place.
The underground job market. I made a note of that, Mark. Now, I it was interesting because you start out your book with a shocking statistic. Your company, Leadership IQ, tracked 20,000 new hires over a three-year period. And your research noticed that it wasn't a lack of skills or technical expertise that really accounted for new hire failures. That was only about 11% of the reasons why new hires were fired. What were the reasons behind the other 89% of the failures, Mark?
The 89% was all attitudinal in one form or another. It was a lack of coachability. That is, people couldn't adapt. They couldn't fit. They couldn't take feedback. It was they didn't have enough emotional IQ. They couldn't relate to people. They couldn't build the kinds of relationships they need to. It was temperament, which is sort of like the old dating. It's not you, it's me. They're not necessarily bad people or bad attitudes. They're just the wrong attitude for us. And then motivation. You know, they're more motivated to get the job than they were to actually, you know, do the job. You know, and that's everybody, of course, in an interview wants to get the job. But do they really have that drive and a drive that fits with what you can offer them in the organization? Do they have the right kind of drive to succeed in your company?
Oh, well, okay, that makes a lot of sense. Now, you talked about this underground job market, which I like. So when it comes to hiring, a lot of companies, particularly now during this recession, say that they want somebody who's familiar with their industry or their company or their customers or their competition. You know, you can fill in the blank. Hiring somebody from within the industry is a safe choice by all means, but it also means that you're hiring somebody else's cast off from within your industry. And that employee's attitude, which you said is so very important, may be that, you know, we've always done it this way. So help balance this out for me. On the one hand, you can hire somebody for their attitude with very little experience or aptitude in your industry and have to train them and nurture them along. On the other hand, you can hire somebody with experience and aptitude but may have a marginal attitude. So on balance, you know, it costs money to bring people on board. On balance, which is the better economic choice?
You know, it's there really is kind of a mixture of those two, which is to make sure that the person has a sufficient level of skill. That is, you can get somebody with it because skill is so easy to test for. And that's why most hires don't fail for lack of skill, because if you want to know if somebody's a neurosurgeon or not and has those technical skills, well, there's literally a test for that. You want to know if they're a programmer, you can give them 10 lines of code, say, find the bug, and in about 5 minutes, you can figure out the technical piece of this. The more critical piece, though, is really going to be that attitudinal side of it. Because if you are hiring somebody if you hire somebody else's cast off, let's say somebody who didn't fit a different kind of culture, it's possible that they would fit your culture. So let's say, for example, Southwest Airlines and the Ritz-Carlton, both fantastic organizations. Or let's take Google and Apple.
Okay.
Both fantastic organizations, but with radically different cultures. Somebody who doesn't fit at Google might be a great fit at Apple and vice versa. But ultimately, what drives managers nuts is when they have somebody who can, you know, technically get by in the job, but every day they cause them emotional pain. They don't fit. They're a lousy teammate. They're not driven by the same things that everybody else in the organization is driven by. When you ask managers, would you rather work short-staffed or work with somebody with a bad attitude? They will universally say, I would rather work short-staffed than have to work with somebody with a bad attitude.
Very profound.
More willing to train for skills than they will for attitude.
Very profound. My guest is Mark Murphy. We're talking about his latest book, Hiring for Attitude, A Revolutionary Approach to Recruiting and Selecting People with Both Tremendous Skills and Superb Attitude. So, Mark, it's very clear in your book. You start the process. You urge companies to look at their core values. And you use a wonderful metaphor. You say, discover your brown shorts. Explain the story behind the brown shorts and why is it important for a company to understand their core values before recruiting and hiring employees.
Yeah, brown shorts is one of those things that everybody hears that and I go, what? But it really came from a great example of Southwest Airlines. And they were doing a group interview with a bunch of pilots. And they knew that these folks had some basic technical skills. They had the right certifications and everything. But they bring them into a room, and there's about 20 of them, and they say, listen, we're Southwest. Thank you so much for coming in. We want you to be comfortable, though. That's part of who Southwest is. So we have here some brown shorts. It's our summertime uniform. And anybody who wants to put these on, you're welcome to do it. Now, a lot of the pilots, they look probably like a lot of your listeners are looking at the radio right now, which is, are you nuts? I'm going to sit here. You know, pilots, they're dressed in black suit, white shirt, black tie, black over-the-cap dress socks, black spit-polished dress shoes, and they're sitting there saying, I'm going to wear that and brown polyester shorts. I'm going to look like an idiot. No way am I putting those on. So only about five of the guys in the room said, you know, yeah, sure, let's go put on the shorts. So they took them off the changing rooms, and they got the brown shorts on. And the other 15, they turned around and they said, listen, thanks so much for coming in. We wish you absolutely great success in your job search. Not a fit here, but thanks. Best of luck. Goodbye. And the message that came out of this, the first time we got exposed to this from a Southwest executive, what really hit us was that their commitment. They have 20 people who have the right technical skills. They're, you know, there was a Top Gun instructor in there. These guys can fly planes. But they were most concerned about, after they meet the basic safety requirements, the question became, are they going to fit the culture? And at Southwest, their value, what separates high from low performers at Southwest, is their sense of humor, their ability to have fun, be safe, but be fun at the same time. And they said, we are just unwilling to even continue the conversation if these people aren't, if they don't have that fun, because they are always saying, we can train for skills, we can't train for attitude. And so we looked and we said, you know what, brown shorts is, we all have brown shorts. Maybe they're not short, maybe they're not brown, but you know what, we've all got some characteristics that make our company different from every other company out there, that make us a special place to work. And once we discover who we are and what separates our best people from our worst people, well, let's just make sure we don't hire anybody that has the psychological profile of our worst people. And that's what happens. We, you know, the theme of the show is fraud. That's what happens when you get a fraud, is when somebody looks like they meet all the requirements, but it turns out they are the antithesis of the characteristics of your high performers. They have the characteristics of your low performers, and you're like, they look so good on paper, but they weren't wearing your brown shorts, and that's what we've got to avoid.
And that's a great metaphor. My guest is Mark Murphy. Now, Mark, many books on hiring, they start out with a list of interview questions that one should ask during an interview. You take exactly the opposite approach. You start with the interview questions that one shouldn't be asking. So why start there? I mean, why are certain questions unimportant or useless during an interview?
There are two big issues. One is that, you know, the most common question is, so tell me about yourself. And, you know, everybody says, well, I'm a motivated self-starter, and I love, you know, teamwork, but I also love individual accountability. And then the interviewer says, wow, that sounds great. I don't suppose you have any weaknesses. And the candidate always says, well, you know, I don't like to talk about this too much, but I've been told in the past that sometimes I just care too much. You know, I give too much to the team. I'm a bit of a perfectionist. And what happens is that any question that generates the same answers from every candidate is a useless question, because you're not learning anything new about these people. And the other facet that ties into this is, if you had 8 hours a day to do nothing but spend with this one candidate, maybe you would have time to waste half an hour going through, you know, these kind of useless questions, and it wouldn't hurt you so much. What really kills companies is that you have, on average, the average interview is around 60 minutes, sometimes a little less. If 10 of that minutes is going to be blown by, you know, just some rapport building, and another 10 minutes is going to be blown by the questions they have for you, you've got about 40 minutes of real in-depth conversation in a job interview. You're going to spend 40 minutes to choose to work with somebody with whom you will spend more time over the next 3 years than you will with your spouse. And we're going to blow that 40 minutes on questions that don't tell us a thing about this person, that all they do is elicit canned answers, scripted responses. We just don't have time for that. So if we could eliminate some of those bad questions, all of a sudden we buy an extra 10 to 15 minutes in our interviews to do some real in-depth revelation about this person.
All right, well, that begs the bigger question, Mark, is how can a company create interview questions that will truly reveal whether somebody's got the right attitude and is right for that particular company?
So what you want to do is take your brown shorts. Take those characteristics that you know are going to separate the high and low performers. So let's say we look at our organization and we say, you know what, the thing that really we're a small company and we're entrepreneurial and everything else, and sometimes we ask people to do things that they don't know how to do. And that's the thing that separates our high from low performers, is that high performers, they are, their head doesn't explode. They take that on and say, this is great. So we might ask a question like, could you tell me about a time when you were asked to do something you didn't know how to do? We would, just that simple. We take our brown shorts characteristic, what separates high and low performers, and we turn that into a question. Could you tell me about a time when you were asked to do something you didn't know how to do? And what you'll find is when you ask that kind of a question, and it's a highly open-ended question, we don't do anything to make it a leading question, what will happen is the low performers, the future low performers, they'll give us answers like, well, geez, happens all the time. That's why I'm interviewing with you guys. And the high performers, if you know how high performers respond, if you know, for example, that they take that on, they ask for other input, they don't get all territorial about it, they sort of roll with the punches, then you're going to hear your future high performers are going to give you those kinds of answers. And that's the other big part to this, is whenever you ask an interview question, everybody, when they think about job interviews, they think about, what questions do I have to ask? We take it one step further, which is, not only do you need to ask the right questions, you need to know what the answers are supposed to sound like. You need to know what kind of answers are bad answers. You need to know what answers are great answers. And interestingly, the people who can tell you what good and bad answers sound like are the high and low performers you've got in your present organization right now.
Interesting, and that's a very good approach. My guest is Mark Murphy. His book is Hiring for Attitude, A Revolutionary Approach to Recruiting and Selecting People with Both Tremendous Skills and Superb Attitude. Mark, if you give us one tip for recruiting the right type of people to an organization that are going to perform well within the context of a company's organizational culture, what would that one tip be?
Express who you really are. Too many job ads, too many recruiting pitches begin with the, well, we're a company founded in 1957 and every, you know, they all sound the same. Be job ads, they all sound the same. Delete the first paragraph and start out by saying, here are the people who succeed in our organization. They're fun. They have a sense of humor. They're unafraid to do things they've never done before. Here are the people that don't succeed. Express the keys to success and failure in your organization. And what will happen is all the high performers out there will look and say, that I could do that. That sounds like a culture that fits who I am and what I want to be a part of.
Oh, that is great. My guest has been Mark Murphy, author of the book Hiring for Attitude. Mark, if people are intrigued and they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
They can visit our website at leadershipiq.com, and they can find out more about the book, some of the research that went into it, and there's even a leadership test online they can take, and so lots of fun stuff there.
Oh, that is great. Thank you so much, Mark, for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks very much, Bill. Great to talk.